This is the Real BS Show coming at you for the last time this year.
Yeah.
This is 2020 and tomorrow will be 21.
21?
Yeah.
A new year?
Drinking age.
A drinking age. People born in 2000 will be able to drink. That's pretty crazy.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, it makes me feel old.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, right. Hey, Bill, this bass here, this bass player here, you're great at this.
Yeah.
Really funky.
I thought we could get that in the opening there. Wake everybody up. But hey, so what 2020? What do you want to do? You want year in review?
Yeah, we can do a year in review.
Can you remember everything that happened?
I wouldn't say everything. I might need a reminder here and there, but I do. I think we've been paying attention to a lot of things that's been going on.
Trying to, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
Well, when you get my age, you got nothing else to do.
Right.
You know. Of course, where do you get your news from? That's
true.
A big secret.
Yeah, yeah. I would say many people are getting their news from the internet.
Independent.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, I haven't watched CNN in years and years.
I think their viewership is down drastically.
Just makes you throw up when you hear it.
It's one of the things, too, is you know, there's a lot of different things that have been going on. Of course, you know, COVID and all that. But there's also other news going on too. It's still going on.
It seems like politics is taking over. I mean,
oh, definitely.
It's just I don't know. So strong. Everybody's scared or whatever.
Oh, definitely.
And all this COVID stuff and all this, just unreal, unbelievable.
I think people also, you know, well, they're lonely out there. That's what I've noticed as well, is people are very lonely in the world right now. They're isolated and don't...
Well, you know, the medical Gestapo took over and shut everybody down, threw everybody out of work. I mean, it's just despicable what's happened. I mean, out there in California, they'll have a really nice restaurant, spends a lot of money to get outdoor dining, and they shut them down anyways.
Right.
Right across the street, it's a movie set. And all these movie people are eating at picnic tables under tents.
Right.
Right across the street. That's okay.
Right.
But this other lady, her restaurant and all her employees, they're all out. You know, it's just nothing makes sense. The mayors and the governors and the state reps, you know, they're eating at the French Laundry.
Right. This is the issue that I saw is it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. Both parties have had people caught going out in public and, you know, going into hair salons.
Doing things that they're not, that nobody else is allowed to do.
Right, yeah. So it's the rules for thee, not for me.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's one of the issues, too, is that, you know, people are remembering that. And there should be some recourse for that.
Well, it's just so hypocritical and so wrong, you know, to... And then all this science about what's really going on. Nobody even, to me, nobody knows for sure what's going on.
Well, we have to not also forget that the virus is a virus and it's not going to do too much.
Well, that's nothing new. We've had viruses forever, forever.
I think the thing is, as well, is there's a certain point that people don't realize this is going to spread to everybody. Even with a vaccine, because the vaccine only has limitations.
I've met so many people that tested positive and didn't even know they had anything wrong with them, and nothing ever. Then they finally tested clean, and they didn't even, nothing happened to them. Nothing.
Right.
Take San Diego County.
Yeah.
Big time. In 2019, the flu killed 17,000 plus people.
Right.
The flu. Not the COVID, but just the flu, common everyday flu, killed 17,000 people and over 17,000 in San Diego County in 2019. In 2020, the end of this year, they counted them up. How many people died from the flu? 36.
Right.
So guess where all those flu cases went?
Right.
COVID-19.
Well, they think also with the flu, there's one point that I have to make about that, is that the flu numbers are drastically down because people aren't gathering together. So it's not being transmitted as much.
Well, yeah, but those numbers are so ridiculous that...
You
die in a car accident, you got COVID-19.
Well,
you die of cancer, you got COVID-19.
Well, there's
heart attacks, COVID-19.
There's the other aspect, too, is with COVID, there's the... blood types. It comes down to blood types. If you're A, B, or AB blood type, you're going to get very adverse effects from COVID. Whereas if you're O, then you won't have it as many adverse effects. And so some people that are O positive or O negative are seeing nothing happen to them. Where people with B or A or AB, they're dying. So it's hard to say.
I wonder what I got.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. I know somebody that's B negative, and
I had to dig up my dog tags and see what it says on there.
I know somebody that's B negative, and they almost had to go to the hospital because of it, of COVID. And then there's other people that are O negative that had nothing happen to them. You know, like,
hey, I was in Walmart. Was it yesterday or day before?
Yeah,
there's just rows and rows of these giant boxes of masks.
Yep,
you know. $3 to $10 a piece. I mean, just rows and rows and rows of them. You know?
How about this? Let's go back to the beginning of the year. Remember the beginning of the year? They said, "Oh, don't worry about wearing N95 mask."
Dr. Fauci. Yeah, they don't work that good anyway.
Well, he lied and turned around. And the reason they did that is because they didn't want to run out of masks for the medical industry. Remember that?
Yeah, because China was hoarding their masks.
Well, no, we sent masks to China. We sent masks to China, and they ended up not having... They had all the masks. And so then when it came around, the virus spread out of China.
They doubled the price and sold them back to us.
Thank you. There you go.
Crazy, crazy world. I mean, it is just... This 2020 year has just been so bizarre.
But there's been some positives of it. You know, we have different things we've been working on, and, you know, the distance band, and my work has been busy too. You know,
yeah, we probably would have never done that if it wasn't for this, you know, just the thought and the idea. You know, I've seen other people doing it, and I said, why can't we do it?
Right. And you knew the musicians, and
and
you played with all those guys before, you know?
Yeah, long, long time ago. And it's working, you know.
Yeah, it's fun. Out. It's actually a fun project.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I look forward to working on that stuff.
There's a lot, the musicality of the group is very, you know, tight, and they have quite a bit of experience.
Tight, if it ain't tight, we'll make it tight.
Make it fit.
Technology. Yeah,
modern technology is pretty neat, but you know, we're not making like auto tuning our stuff or anything. We have to make that clear.
No,
but
it's just the software we got, it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Audacity, how good can that be?
Audacity, you could do auto-tuning with Audacity, but my thing is like, we're not like doctoring up the files. You know, we're just kind of cleaning them up here and there. And
you got to have the talent there to start with.
And then you can move the tracks around and make them just cleaner, tight, and more professional. And it's something that's really nice. It's a nice, fun project to work on.
Yeah, we're lucky to have them guys.
Yeah.
So, Happy New Year, Mike and Gary.
Yeah.
Well, you too, Sam.
Yeah, same
year. This is the last day of the year.
Yeah, it is. And also Bill Karzinski. We can't forget him. He was in the
field. He jumped in on that first one. Yeah. Then he disappeared. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should call him, see if he's still going. I don't know. Maybe he got COVID-19.
I hope not.
Who knows? I don't think. He's too ornery for that. he's too tough. Yeah, I don't know. It started off goofy and just got crazier and crazier as time went by.
I remember warning you. It was around January 17th. I said there was some kind of weird virus going on in China where they locked down two provinces, half the population of the United States.
Yeah.
You know, you factor 170 million people were locked down.
Well, I saw that guy from the World Health Organization. Yeah. Oh, this ain't so bad. It, you can't transfer it from person to person.
Yeah, and guess what? That was not the
case. What a lying sack of crap he was.
Yeah. But there's now redefining herd immunity to being vaccinated. And you know, I think the Pfizer vaccine is probably the safest one so far developed.
Oh, I have no idea.
They didn't take... Oh, I researched it.
We won't, a year, this, in 2021, we're going to find out that everybody's, you know, going to have three heads now because they took the vaccine.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Geez.
This is something they have to take about the biotech slash Pfizer vaccine. They didn't take any government money from either United States or Germany for making the vaccine.
Oh, they'll get it.
They'll get their money, but
yeah,
but see, they did not, they said they rejected any money from any government when they were making it. They put their own money into it initially, and I think that's more of a wise idea because they stayed out of the politics that were happening here because they didn't know who was going to win the election in the United States, so they didn't want that politics involved. They didn't want the German politics because they got their own crap going on. So they were wise in not taking that initial money because it kept the politics out of the whole thing, and it's a newer technique that is pretty, it looks like it's pretty safe so far. They can scale it.
Well, it's only been a couple of weeks, so I mean.
Well, the trials have been good.
Wait. Wow, what trials? Yeah. You know,
they tried.
A month or two.
Right, I agree. But here's the problem that people are forgetting. I think people are forgetting that.
You know, when people's ears start falling off, there's oops.
Well, they're forgetting.
They're all full. Everybody gets a big giant rash on their butt.
I'm going in a different direction. Because you're going to have a reaction no matter what to any vaccine because you're putting the structure of a virus into your body. So your body's going to have immune response to it. That's required so your body remembers it. But here's the thing.
So they're making you sick right off the bat.
It's minorly sick, but your body will recover easier.
How much mercury they got in them babies?
None in this one.
No?
So mercury's... But the point is, the matter
they
is...
Save that for the kids.
No. Listen, this is important. What people are forgetting is, how often do they say you should take the flu vaccine?
I thought it was just once, but now it's every year.
It's always been once a year for the flu.
Oh,
here's the problem. This virus, the SARS-CoV-2, will mutate. And people are acting as if this vaccine is going to permanently cure it, and it's not. It's going to mutate,
has. They got to make money every year, you know.
But the flu vaccine.
Sell that baby.
The flu. Most of the time, most people have never been through the actual flu. They'll think I was sick for 2 or 3 days and I had the flu. No, you didn't. That was like a stomach virus,
or a cold.
The actual flu will knock you on your butt for 2 weeks, and. The flu that we have today...
I got a cure for that flu.
Stay away from people.
No. Just chicken noodle soup and stay in bed for 10 days and bingo.
Yeah. But here's the problem,
though. You're all fixed.
That real flu that would kick you on your ass is literally mutating such at a rapid rate, they can't keep up with it. And here's what we're starting to see with SARS-CoV-2 that causes COVID. We're starting to see mutations. There's a mink mutation already out it started in Denmark with the mink population there. They had mink farmers that had COVID and ended up getting it to the minks. And then the minks...
I got to throw out my mink coat?
Yeah. And then the minks mutation, the virus mutated it in the minks and gave it back to humans. Now, the problem is that spread amongst the world and it was proven to be more deadly. Then there's another one that started in the UK, supposedly started in the UK.
Well, it's in America now.
Yeah, it's spread all over the world now.
There's some guy that never traveled in California that's got it.
Yep.
Well, what the heck?
It's around. People don't realize. People are forgetting that we're
unless
still...
Unless they ate some cheese from England or something.
Do you know what state has the highest COVID level so far?
I have no clue.
Take a wild guess.
West Virginia.
No. No. California. Everyone's sitting there saying it's these red states or, you know, have all the COVID cases.
They're the ones that's all locked down the most.
Yeah.
And they get the worst.
But here's the problem that comes with lockdowns. And I'm not saying I'm anti-lockdown. I'm pro.
I am.
Well, let me.
Government shouldn't have nothing to do with it. They should warn people. They should advise people.
I agree with that.
Not put them out of business.
I believe in liberty sense that people with common sense would be taking precautions themselves. But, you know. I'm not proposing lockdowns. I'm just making a point about lockdowns. How do you mandate something like that without the enforcement of it? And that's one of the issues that we've seen in 2020 is they can put mandates all out they want, but But even when your own politicians don't follow those mandates, the general population isn't following them. You could factor in 5%, at least 5% of the given, you know, the population are going to be having sociopathic idealization. They'll be practicing. They'll
is
be sociopaths.
For suicide?
No, sociopath. Like antisocial personality disorder. You
strike,
tell them,
strike back.
Yeah, if you tell them to do something, these people, these 5%, they will do the opposite. No matter what it is you tell them to do, that's the sociopaths. If you, that's the problem we're facing is in many in societies where people are against
anything.
These are the ones that are in prison. Most of the people in prison are sociopaths. 85% of them in prison usually are. So we go off that. And then you expand it to 10% have sociopathic tendencies, then you're starting to have a bigger problem when you make these mandates. Who's gonna? They're not gonna follow them.
So where do you get tested for sociopathic?
A psychologist.
Psychologist.
Well, let me ask you this: a sociopath is somebody that would has no remorse when they commit a crime. So therefore, someone
depends on the crime. I guess.
So it's murderers. There's murderers that don't have no remorse.
Murder, that's a bad one.
Yeah, that's a great example. Most murderers that have no remorse. Well, that's social.
There's a couple of people. If I knocked off, I wouldn't care. Not to mention it. Yeah, so I could be a part-time sociopath.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, we all have that a little bit in us. There's not, you know, that's part of humanity. But most of the time, people are caring and empathetic when they mess something up or they mess around. But you see, this is the thing, is they make these mandates and there's no enforcement of it. And I'm not sitting there saying they should go get the police after
them. Biden's gonna lay them all off, isn't he?
I don't know.
Social workers.
Well, it's just like
911, you get a social worker.
It's just like when the protests were happening, COVID wasn't a problem then, but when they had other things going on at other events, that's when COVID was spreading, supposedly. But you know what I think people are missing? COVID's spreading with the kids. That's what is happening, and no one wants to admit it. Everyone's putting their head in the sand saying, we need our kids to go to school. Well, guess what? You want to stop COVID from spreading? Stop sending your kids to school.
Really?
Yeah.
Just send them to school and don't let them come back home. Yeah, let them stay in school.
Right. But people
don't sleep there.
People are like, you know, blind to this. They're like thinking it's teenagers spreading it. No, it's young kids. Young kids are spreading COVID. And no one wants to admit it. Hey, there's studies done on this.
Everybody's spreading it. Everybody.
Everybody is, but kids are the most.
Walmart's spreading it.
Because kids can handle a higher viral load. So younger the kid is, this is evolutionary, that the younger kids can handle the virus loads more. And so they're able to withstand it. But as you age, you lose your immunity protection. Your antibodies don't work as well. Whereas when you're younger, you have viruses attacking you all the time at a higher rate. That's why infant mortality rates were so high, because their viral loads, they couldn't handle the viral loads because their immune system was weak. So humans over time have evolved to have a very strong immune system. And then
out of
the chute. You got to have that, man, because the world's a tough place.
Kind of a creepy way to put it.
It is the truth. But, you know, the thing is, we've made our world so clean now.
Well, if I eat vitamin D, I should be okay then.
You should,
right?
It'll increase somewhat, but the sunlight's better. That's one of the ones that sunlight is, the vitamin D from sun, directly from the sun, is the best. But I think that if we stop kids going from school, that would be a big step forward.
Well, what a mess you're going to have on your hands. Bunch of dummies running around.
Well, people aren't working anyway, so they could be with their families at home.
Oh, yeah, right.
Put them in.
They'd probably be killing their kids.
Probably.
You know, beating them to smithereens.
Well, that is true. But you know, the reality is that's the sad reality. And number two, stop sending people to nursing homes. They're putting all these people.
Sick people.
They're sending. You know, okay, that's one of my problems. I have at least. This is complaint hour, I'm making it.
Governor in New York. That's what he did.
In Pennsylvania, did too.
Did they?
Yeah. At one point in Erie County, 50% of the death cases were in one nursing home.
Hey, what I don't understand is, like, New York City and New York State.
Yep.
Bam, they just screaming bloody murder. They needed 10,000 ventilators. They needed this hospital ship. They set up Central Park. They set up the Javits Center.
Right.
And they didn't use them.
No.
And same way with California.
It was a political move.
Well, the boat came in and they didn't use it.
Yep.
Now they're back to this. They're saying exact same thing now, maybe worse, that the hospitals are full, which I don't believe. and all this stuff. They're not asking for anything. No. They're not asking for, where's the boats? Pull the boats in there if you need more hospital or more beds and whatnot.
Right.
They're not asking. So something's fishy there.
They were at one point, they couldn't handle the bodies at one point in New York City. That was the truth. That there was enough videos that came out of people just seeing the vehicles coming through to load dead bodies in. I think I showed you, I remember showing that back in March to you. There was a guy on the side of the road crying because he was freaked out by seeing all the bodies just coming out slow by slow in body bags. And the reality is, you know, now I think we've kind of got to the realization that the death rate is closer to, if you're over 81 and you get COVID, you're probably not going to make it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's just the reality, and it's just, you know, but
put your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye. Huh?
What I've always been concerned is
that
when
ain't
it's
very nice.
Well, you know, this is what happens. Your immune system's weaker, and if you're AB, and you're over 81 and you get this, it's basically a death sentence. Ones with O have lesser symptoms, but still could die from it. Now, what I'm concerned about is when it starts mutating to the point it starts killing younger people. Now, the ideal thing is the virus doesn't want to kill.
Does China know how to mutate that into
I don't know.
Younger,
The U.S.
Killer.
Sure does. The U.S. has made biological weapons for ages.
Well, what's with all these rich guys owning all these patents on viruses? What's going on here?
So, good example
is... Look at the Ebola and the SARS and all these different... They're all man-made. They got patents on them.
It doesn't mean that they're man-made. That means that they have patented a structure to work against it. Actually, I deal with this. It's kind of like, you have to think DNA like software. And I deal with copyrights and trademarks and these kind of things with intellectual property. And in that regards, let's look at the biotech vaccine. They published their DNA for it that converts it to RNA. So that's all published. It's 7,500 lines. And if you were to make it to a file, it'd be 7.1 kilobytes. That's how big this virus is, the vaccine to fight the virus. So these are programs. You have to think of them as programs. So when I put a copyright on my program, that's so then no one else just goes out and takes my program without my permission. I want to keep that protection because I don't want somebody trying to resell my program
so
without
they're not, you're saying they're not patenting the virus?
No, they can't. They can
supposedly they are.
They can't. They can patent it.
I mean, they create it in a lab. They can patent it.
Yes, if the vaccine, for instance, they can patent that for a time period of 15 years.
No, I mean the virus itself.
Oh, that's what they're. You have to understand what the patent is for. That's so they can restructure it. So it's the actual DNA cannot be patented because it's public domain. It's the same thing with your DNA. No one could take your DNA in the United States and patent it. Now, if they were to figure out a way that you had a special...
If they gave me enough money, I'd sell it to
maybe,
them.
Maybe, maybe. Let's say you had a cancer and they were doing a study and you studied up for the study and they found a mechanism to translate the cancer in your body to non-cancer and have it kill your body, kill the cancer cells, because that's what white blood cells do too. Then that method of translating the DNA to another DNA to kill the cancer, that could be patented because that is like a program.
I don't trust any of them.
I get you.
I don't trust any of them. Fauci says this once, and then a month later he changes his mind, and then who in the heck's running the show?
But you know. We could kind of recap it and kind of like,
Want to take a break?
Yeah, we could take a break.
Well, let's hear a little bit of music. Let the music sneak up on us.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a break and I'll drink some Coca-Cola so I can talk better.
Yeah.
Think better and wake up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, did I say Happy New Year?
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah.
Well, that's tonight at midnight. So. All right, well, let's... you got any music?
Oh, I got music up the wazoo.
You got all the music, so you got it all. I'm pretty lazy. I didn't do anything. I don't know. I'm depressed from this last year. It's just like, what a zoo. I mean, and the the more you learn, the worse it gets, you know.
Right.
It's just these people that you think are wonderful, nice people, they're not.
Right.
You know, and I knew that from the sound business because I met a lot of these people backstage right. and working with them during the day. Total dirtbags. And I never guess in a million years that was the case.
I think, though, the people that are drawn to those positions are human, but also have sociopathic tendencies of no remorse or care.
Oh, for sure.
So I kind of see a similarity between the people they throw in prison.
One of the nastiest people I've ever run into was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, backstage or, you know, behind the scenes, what a witch.
Right.
And you know, nobody believes me. Or I wouldn't say nobody, but I mean, probably a lot of people don't. I mean,
or they're okay with it.
How many people were cheering for her? I mean,
oh, sure. Oh, but they're probably okay with it.
If you saw what I saw, whew, she wouldn't make it for Dog Catcher.
But well, maybe
she would. That'd
but the problem is people. She's only speaking what the crowd wants to hear. That's any politician. So
you just don't know what to believe.
That's why politicians use polls.
I mean, it's just bizarre. So bizarre. And Christmas Day, the Nashville blows up. I mean, Dominion's headquarters there got blown up.
Well, you know, that's a whole one right there. That one there, I have to say, is people are already jumping the gun, saying the guy was he was anti-5G, which is not true.
He's 63. What's he care?
No, he's not anti-5G. He has no kids. And also on top of it, he was not into the alien lizard people. Some people think he was into that. The aliens are lizards on Earth. That's not true. What I think he was actually going after of, the guy used to be in the IT. So he knew how important that internet hub was.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was how massive.
Yeah, something goes on with that. Yeah.
Well, there's the NSA. There's a listening post there. And no one's talking about that right now, barely. There's a few people are, but I remember reading about, like, oh, there's an NSA listening poster that's listening to 1/4 of the United States. So this guy had some anti-government leanings, and no one's talking about that. Instead, they want to smear him saying, well, he might have been anti-5G, because they don't have the full reason yet. Why even say that? If you don't have the actual proof, because they haven't found anything yet. That's the thing, is they're just making things up.
Yeah, who do you believe?
Because there was no 5G at that building.
You can't believe the FBI, you can't believe the CIA.
But that building was a major hub.
Anybody.
That was a major hub in Nashville that had an NSA listening post there. So if anything, there's a lot of people that are against what the NSA has been doing on spying in Americans. And here we are today, you know, this guy just decides to blow up this building. When there was
he knew what he was doing.
The least amount of people were there, and he was putting out warnings, so he didn't want to kill people, but he killed himself in there.
Yeah.
That's the weird part. So I don't think we should jump to conclusions, but we should look at the facts. The facts are, it was a very major hub for a quarter of the Southeast, a quarter of the United States, or a fifth of the United States, and also it was a listening
post. There's
post.
Another conspiracy, you know. He didn't really kill himself. He's out there somewhere right now.
They found a pink mist of everywhere of him.
Well, that he probably made that, you know.
Maybe.
and threw a jar of his own DNA in there.
Right.
And took off.
we better take a break here before we get detained.
Yeah, just get deeper. I get my boots on. All right, well, let's hear a little of this background music.
Okay.
This is the Real BS Show coming at you for the last time this year. Seth, this is the last time. Do you realize that?
Yeah. We'll see all you next year, obviously, you know.
Yeah. I'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you next year. Yeah.
I like that music that's behind us.
Yeah, it's nice and pleasant.
Hopefully next year will be a little more pleasant.
Good feelings, yeah.
Maybe it's an omen.
Yeah.
Whatever an omen is. Hey, okay, where were we? We were talking about who knows what. COVID, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we had crazy elections. I mean, definitely unique. And we've come to a whole new age of voting. I think I'm done voting. I ain't voting no more. As long as Dominion's involved, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Forget it. I'm just gone. I mean, they don't need my vote anyways.
Right.
It's, nobody knows who they're voting for anyhow.
No, they have no clue.
Whatever the commercials say, you know.
They're putting on their smile and their best act.
Yeah.
But who knows behind the scenes what they're really
are. Of course, if everybody took my approach, then nobody would vote.
No.
That's what happens.
Majority of people don't vote, actually. You know, it's like something like 60% of people that are eligible to vote won't vote. And people are like,
well, can you blame them?
People are like, oh, they can't access the voting state. No, it's not that. They just don't care. That's what it is.
Right. That's the way I feel, too. Yeah. The election between Joe Biden and Trump reminds me of when I was running for re-election as mayor.
Right.
And this bubblehead, Bob King, won. It was close. It was 10, 15 votes or whatever, 20 votes at the most. But this guy couldn't even run a calculator. I mean, he was so freaking stupid. I just said, there's no way this guy. I figured the people in town might know him, you know.
Right.
But I guess nobody knew him. And he put out a lot of signs. That did it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I made no effort, really, like I did the first time. And bingo, I got it. But the sad part is I got edged by a bubblehead, dementified. I mean, this guy was just awful, awful.
And, you know, the thing is there's a lot of politicians like that. You know, you go from even the smallest, let's say, housing association to the largest federal government agencies. And there's a lot of incompetent people that are in positions of power they should never be in. And this is why, you know, there needs to be these checks and balances. This is why people need to vote. You know, we go back to the Bush.
Nobody knows who they're voting for.
Right.
But nobody does the homework.
But if you go back to the Bush.
They watch CNN and they think that's right.
Right. You know? Or they'll watch Fox or CNN or, you know, the major news channels. But most people aren't watching cable news anymore. But here's the thing.
Oh, I hope not. Jeez.
But people, you have to remember that Bush and Gore were down to 400 votes in Florida, and that decided the 2000 election. And we can't forget that. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, plus the hanging chads and all that crap.
Right.
You don't know what they threw out and what they didn't throw out.
Right.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. But Gore did the honorable thing, you know. He just said, well, okay.
I lost. Yeah.
Of course, he was, you know, pocketing all this money from the carbon credits and whatnot.
Right, right.
He had a racket going on. He didn't want to.
And then his electricity bill was like, what, $1,700 a month or something like that?
I don't know, but he didn't have not one solar panel anywhere.
And he's sitting there making money on it, that green deal. Yeah. I mean, the solar panels do work, but the reality is I think he's like that Greta Grunberg, that 14-year-old girl, you know. I have an issue with her. You know, not that, you know, I disagree with her message, but I think her audience or her targets are off course. In the Western civilization,
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Well, people that know will know what I'm talking about, and they'll get very upset. They'll get their pearls in a clutch because they're not listening to what I'm saying. But she focuses on the United States and Europe for their pollution, but she says nothing to China or India or Vietnam or Indonesia,
South America.
No, she does not even touch any country that's industrialized beyond hell. She has no, doesn't touch China with all their pollution. China and India and Africa.
Russia too. I mean, Russia's.
But here's the story. She's going around to the United States and in Europe saying that we need to stop polluting. We need to stop polluting. We need to stop harming the earth. You're harming our future. How dare you? But she's saying that to Western Europe. She's saying that to America and Canada. And she doesn't even want to talk to China. When she was asked about China, she goes, that's their problem. You know, I don't know what to do, you know, say to them. No. You're going around the world saying you're supposedly living in a yacht to go visit different countries, and you're trying to live as green as possible. When they take pictures of her car that she travels in on land, it's full of junk and plastic bottles and trash bags.
Hey, you know, there's another crisis coming up. You know how all the sea turtles and whatnot were getting straws, plastic straws stuck in their noses and whatnot? Well, guess where all these billions and billions of face masks are going?
In the ocean.
Yeah, New York City just hauls them out in the ocean and dumps them.
But here's the thing, China's doing that too. This is the problem.
They've been doing it.
You know, people don't realize our rivers are clean compared to what they used to be. And we're doing extremely well. We're replanting our trees. We're not deforesting our whole country like people think we are. We have renewable forestry in the United States. Otherwise, we'd not have trees. This is why the whole timber industry replants. They constantly
look at the Middle East.
yeah, you look at the Middle East. That's from over agriculture and climate change.
And too many goats and not enough trees.
But that's something of a greater story. The Sahara Desert used to be a green area, but the humans didn't cause it to go to desert. It went to desert because of climate change.
Without our help?
Without us even being involved, we were still pounding stones, our ancestors.
Running from lions and tigers.
Yeah, and leopards. You know, leopards have a very creepy parallel to our evolution. They used to grab people by the back of their heads and drag them down. And that's why they go right for the back of your spine, your skull there. And people forget that how we are no longer in that environment, but we still have the fears. And I think that's kind of like in 2020, our fears are...
Well, I wake up every day worrying about a leopard biting me on the back.
But that's how they used to take people down. They jump down from a tree and attack you.
Well, that's helpful information.
Sorry. This is why we like open grasslands. You ever notice that? People cut all these trees down and then like this open space.
Well, if you don't cut the grass in Union City, you're going to get a ticket.
Yeah. It's true. If you don't shove your sidewalk, you know. Yeah. You know, I have to say this. I'm not going to drop any names, but I've walked by quite a few people's houses just going for a walk. And there's quite a few people that could easily issue tickets to people. And you can go drive around, you go for a walk, and you can see it for yourself. During the snowfalls, they don't shovel their driveway or sidewalks or anything.
Yeah.
But they could issue a ticket somebody else doing it.
It's just terrible.
Isn't that kind of an irony? You know?
No, just do what everybody else does. Walk on the street.
That's what I do. But my point is when you go for a drive or a walk and you look at people's sidewalk, and then, this person could issue tickets to people and they don't... I'm not saying police officers. I'm making that clear. I'm not talking about the police. I'm talking about other people that have that authority to make laws or ordinances, and they don't do their own sidewalk or it's kind of funny.
I don't know. It's too many people in too small a space.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well,
I was digging around,
uh-huh,
and I found this documentary thing about all the crazy things that happened in 2020.
Right.
And a lot of it I didn't even know. A lot of it I forgot. And a lot of it definitely I remember. But I think it'd be kind of neat to play that and to just review the year and see what jogs your memory. And
right.
Because it's been one wild ride this past year. Unbelievable.
Oh, and hopefully it gets it better, you know?
Yeah, I hope so. One thing, you know, leaving 20 and going to 21 is you got to watch out. Trump's a lot smarter than what people are giving him credit for. And I think he's doing something that he's dealing with the deep state. And you know, people might say, well, there is no such thing. But trust me, there is. And I think he's the first guy to come along that, you know, well, Kennedy did too, but you saw where that got him. You know, he wanted to do away with it. Well, he was going to he's going to bust up the CIA, and he was going to do away with the Federal Reserve, and you see what happened to him. So
yeah,
same way with Lincoln. I mean, he was doing this greenback dollar thing. He went to central bank running everything. Because, I mean, they were working for both sides, you know.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they always have. Rockefeller's, even George Bush's family was helping Hitler, you know,
yeah.
Until he got caught.
Well, a lot of people were. You know, you have to go back and realize, you know, like people will look at IBM and say IBM was selling computers.
Oh, well, yeah.
Early modern punch cards,
yeah,
to
so
the Nazis.
Yeah, so they keep track of them,
see,
Jewish folks, you
but
know?
See, here's the thing. The Nazis didn't tell IBM they were going to catalog the Jewish people. They said they were cataloging their population. Which they did. They took the whole population and cataloged it.
So
punch
you think
cards.
This guy that made this Zyklon B, do you think he knew what he was making?
Haber?
Why he was making it?
Haber was a Jewish guy that made mustard gas in World War I. But he also made the Haber nitrogen fixation process, which allowed the human population to go from 2 billion to 7 billion. Now, people are like screaming, overpopulation, overpopulation. Haber completely nullified that. There's no overpopulation current today. None. Anyone that's claiming overpopulation is stupid. And I say that bluntly.
Is this because they're growing more food?
That's exactly right. Yes. Haber invented something very beautiful. But here's the problem. Haber had a dark side to him. He did amazing things. He made food abundance beyond belief. We could fit 14 billion people on our current food. And yet, he also made mustard gas. He made Zyklon B, the early precursors of Zyklon B. And his own son and wife were gassed by it.
Whoa.
So what happened was is he left Germany and went to the UK to escape, but left his wife and son here. He was a complete mess. I think Haber is the example of humanity, and every one of us, we have that dark side to us and that light side to us, that we could do good, but we also have that evil side to us.
Well, it's called money.
I don't know if it was about money. I think it
I'm
was...
sure it had something
he,
to do with it.
I think there was another element like nationalism. He was he was Jewish, but in World War I, the Jewish population was very heavily involved in the military. So they had a patriotism going on that did not want the French and British to take over Germany. So they had a deep pressure to do something. And so they decided to go dirty and use mustard gas on the enemy, and that it worked. And so you might think, well, it's war. That's their mentality. War is war, and don't
matter.
What's
the difference, a bullet or a mustard gas?
Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? But he never planned that Zyklon B would turn into killing, 14 million people.
In a hurry.
Yeah, it wasn't just Jewish people that died either. It was also many, 7 million other people died in the Holocaust, besides 6 million Jews. The reality is Haber was a human being. You know, he was more complex than just money or power or anything. It was deeper than that. It's just part of humanity, I think, that people are forgetting. And that's something I hope in 2021 that we kind of...
Well, don't hold your breath.
...come to terms with...
Don't hold your breath.
...the dark side to us and the bright side to us. Because it's duality of man has always been... It's every song, every war, is more than just religion or politics. It's deeper than that. It goes way deeper than those two things. Those are the simple man's mentality. It just sum it up to this. That's all it is. Don't worry about it. That's what schools want to teach you too sometimes, not blaming teachers, just sometimes they give you a simple story and they don't want to get deep into it because it is complex. We were talking earlier about that with history. If we look back in history today, you know, people miss that the Spanish flu really started in Kansas. We did a show on that before.
Yeah.
But yet we're told,
they call it the Spanish flu because Spain wasn't in the war.
And they were allowed to report on it.
They were reporting on it and where nobody else was allowed to. So they were shutting off the media except for in Spain. And that's why they call it the Spanish flu.
World War One was... in my opinion, probably ended because everybody was sick with the flu.
Oh, that was a biggie, yeah.
They couldn't fight.
They didn't really report on it that much.
No.
You know, it's not really in the
history. And then it spread everywhere.
But, yeah, that was a... And Germany just got tired, and they said, you know what, we're just killing each other for nothing. We're all stuck in the trenches, you know, nobody's moving anywhere.
It's
said, screw it.
But you know, they won.
But then Germany got killed in the peace settlement.
Yes, you know? But you know, the thing is what people don't talk about is in World War One is Germany, when Russia capitulated, you know, they gave up to the Germans.
They quit,
The Germans acquired a vast territory from the Russians. And this, I'm talking, this is, they called it Lebensraum. And that's where everyone thinks Lebensraum was a World War II idea. No, it came from World War One. And they were looking at an empire in the East.
That's short for Poland.
It means Poland, Ukraine. They had Ukraine. Yeah. They had all the way to Ukraine and Belarus and I think Latvia.
Well, the peace treaty took care of that.
Yeah, the peace treaty returned them. Right up. Yeah, returned it. And so it's like, you know, people forget that the Germans on the Eastern Front in World War One kicked some major butt. And I'm not, you know, making proud of that. I'm just making a point that there was a lot of land they acquired.
And well, that's how Hitler come to view, because he said, hey, we didn't lose the war. It's our leaders sold us out, you know.
Yep,
and a lot of people believed that.
And the bankers, they said you know, and, you know, they used some very interesting terms that I hear occasionally today.
Jewish people, too.
Yeah, they would call people cockroaches or disease, you know. And you hear these words today by both politicians. They treat each other as disease. And it's like, when you start using those words, it's a little disturbing to me, because if you know your history, those words come with a psychological meaning when people say it. Because when you call someone a cockroach, what do you do with cockroaches?
I don't know. Step on them.
You burn them.
Burn them?
Yeah.
You burn your house down.
Yeah.
Get a cockroach right underneath
underneath
the stove there with his wings on fire. Yeah. They go up in smoke.
But that's what you do to disease. You know, things with disease, you burn them. And it's like people forget that's what we did throughout our... That's why we had fire. We had fire to protect ourselves, to keep us warm, but also to keep away disease. And this is, I know, going off wild tangents, but...
Yeah, has this all happened in 21
yeah,
or 2020?
This is part how did we get here? You know, this is like, how far do we have to go back?
Well,
you know,
I think 2021 is going to be a real exciting ride, too.
Maybe.
Wild from the very beginning.
I'm hopeful for the future. I look at SpaceX. I'm looking at what they've been doing with, you know, flying rockets. You know,
Elon Musk is now the second richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Wow, that happened quick.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Started PayPal and then worked his way up.
Yeah.
You know,
he's from South Africa.
Yeah, and he's an American citizen. Yeah. You know, and it's like, you know, he's putting Americans back into space, you know, and I think that's an amazing thing. He's using American-made rockets. He's making them actually reusable, and, you know, that's something that I think is a very noble thing. And, you know, there's a certain point where he said, you know, this is going to get boring at a certain point, landing rockets. And it did. After the 60th one, I think I was like, it landed. I didn't have that excitement anymore as much. But now with this new, the Starship one, that's going to be exciting.
I already signed up to go to Mars. So I'm going to be on the third flight. I got my schedule.
You're letting the first two try it out.
Yeah, right. Same with the vaccine. You know, I'll let all the old folks tip over first.
And the nursing and the doctors.
Yeah, right. Let them see how many of those people get rashes all over their bodies.
When are you going to see Congress line up to get their shots? Are you gonna, they're gonna
they've already
them?
Got them.
Did they televise it?
Yeah, that young lady from New York, Costa. She got hers right, you know, and everybody said, wait a minute, why is she getting hers now?
Yeah.
They should, you know, and Obama, you know, all these people that, of course, he's getting older, but you should do the old people first, you know, and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what some people said about the, you know, COVID, let the old people die. You know, it's like,
well, that's going to save Social Security.
Well, you're on
less Biden. Less Biden wins the election, he's going to give everybody $200 raise.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
There goes that one.
I don't know either.
It's we're just blowing smoke. But
yeah.
But we should talk about 2020 and some of the crazy things that happened, and I think this next audio clip will remind us of what happened and how it happened. It should be very interesting, I think.
And then you just want to end before that, and then they just
Come back afterwards and say Happy New Year and all that jazz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like we really mean it.
Yeah. Yeah. In a hugging voice, that we'll call it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll kind of, you know, get the donations flying in here. Yeah.
We'll give that donation link. Then. Yeah, that's non-existent.
Our Patreon account will just blow up like crazy.
Yeah. You don't want to see what's on the Patreon account.
There's
some nasty stuff on there. Everyone flocks to it.
So let's listen to what happened in 2020 and see if y'all can remember. Okay, we'll be back after this.
Oh boy, the start of a new decade, and this year would turn out to be a real dumpster fire. Or more specifically, actual fires and metaphorical wildfires spreading like, well, wildfire. 2020 was a year of Fauci, UFOs, and a basket case named Baskin. The year was so crazy that we had to make it an instant weird history. So when your future grandkids ask, what happened in 2020? You can tell them, everything? Today, we're going to talk about the news, culture, sports and entertainment, and all that was weird over the past year.
Too much.
Hang on to your butts, because this one is all about 2020. Now, make sure you put your mask on, stock up on some toilet paper, get your sourdough starter and some ocean spray, because we are going back and giving you 20. This is 2020.
Radical left,
will you shut up, man?
How bad did 2020 start off? Well, how about the worst wildfire disasters in modern history? It seems like an eternity ago, but Australia saw their most horrific wildfire season ever, with fires scorching over 46 million acres, which affected nearly 3 billion animals across the continent. That's billion with a B. Of those, according to the Worldwide Fund for Nature Australia, 143 million were mammals, 180 million birds, and over 2.5 billion reptiles. The new decade also started off with some international tensions as Iran's top intelligence commander, Qassem Soleimani, was taken out by the U.S. military. Soleimani, who was at the Baghdad International Airport in Iraq, was hit by a missile strike from a U.S. military drone. Iran responded with a missile strike of their own, hitting an American base in Iraq, where 50 U.S. service members were injured and were diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. Showing how bad the year would be for music, Neil Peart, drummer and lyricist of the Canadian power rock trio Rush, died in early January. With over a dozen platinum albums, Peart helped Rush to a successful career that spanned over five decades. The Professor, as he was known, influenced just about every great modern drummer, including Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters to Danny Carey of Tool.
F***ing Neil Peart. God, come on!
2 days later, well, in case you didn't hear about this, COVID officially crashed on American soil. While we could dedicate this entire episode to the pandemic specifically, we'll make this brief. Everything shut down, from restaurants, airports, gyms, to movie theaters. Anywhere fun, really. Sporting events were either delayed or straight up canceled, including March Madness. Essential items like toilet paper, bottled water, and disinfectant were hoarded like it was, well, a pandemic, where you use the toilet a lot. Lots of Americans learned how to make bread, and lots of people got angry about having to wear a mask in public.
So anyone harassing me to wear a mask, you guys are violating federal law, you get that?
Flatten the curve became a phrase for a few weeks, then a few months, and by midsummer, America began bracing for the second wave, although we never really seemed to have gotten out of the first.
We're gonna get through it. We're, you know, a strong, united country.
By late fall, the risk grew that the outbreak was getting out of control. But with multiple vaccines developed in mass production in the near future, there is hope in the face of millions of cases and as we approach 300,000 U.S. deaths. Turning to sports, after they were eventually caught in a sign-stealing scandal, the Houston Astros fired manager A.J. Hinch, as well as general manager Jeff Luhnow.
Today, I have made the decision to dismiss
A.J. Hinch, and Jeff Luhnow.
The Astros were also fined $5 million and had their first and second round draft picks taken away. However, despite being blatant cheats, this is Major League Baseball, where Houston got to keep their 2017 World Series title. In any other year, this might have been the biggest story. But since this was 2020, it was quickly eclipsed by the shadow of, well, everything. President Trump's impeachment was initiated in December of 2019 by the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives.
Article 1 is adopted.
And ended in February of 2020 with an acquittal by the Republican-controlled Senate. Most notably, Trump was accused of pressuring the Ukrainian president by withholding military aid to announce an investigation into the Democratic presidential primary candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter regarding alleged past foreign business dealings that occurred while Biden was vice president in the Obama administration. This was the first fully partisan impeachment in the history of the United States, proceeding without the support of the accused president's own party in the House. As only the third president to be impeached by the House, Trump joined the odd company of Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, who were both also acquitted by the Senate. Strange bedfellows. Turning to some positive news, we go to Philadelphia. In late January, LeBron James passed fellow Laker Kobe Bryant for third place on the NBA's all-time scoring list.
And there it is. He just became the third leading scorer in NBA history.
Bron's layup gave him 33,644 career points, with only Karl Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ahead of the King on the scoring list. Kobe Bryant congratulated James on Twitter for the milestone. But sadly, that would be the last we would hear from Bryant, as tragedy would strike the very next day when Kobe, along with six other passengers, including his 13-year-old daughter, would perish in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. The five-time champion was on his way to his daughter's basketball game when the helicopter they were in struck a hillside due to low visibility. Bryant only retired from the NBA almost 4 years prior to his death, playing his last game on April 13, 2016, where the Mamba scored 60 points in his career finale.
Mamba out!
England's parliament ratified a withdrawal from the EU. The Brexit transition was set to end on December 31, 2020, while the EU and the UK continue to negotiate their future business relationship. At the top of February, we go south to Miami, where the Kansas City Chiefs down the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 to win Super Bowl 54. This was the first win for coach and human walrus Andy Reid, as well as quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who can throw a pigskin over a quarter mile. That doesn't seem natural. Mahomes was also named Super Bowl MVP. Look at all those people in those stands packed together. Why does that make me anxious? We turn to the heavens, where American astronaut Christina Cook landed back on Earth in Kazakhstan on February 6th. Cook set a new record for the longest continuous stay in space by a woman, spending 328 consecutive days at the International Space Station, shattering the old record of NASA's Peggy Whitson of 192 days. In movie award news, Bong Joon-ho, the South Korean director, struck Academy Gold when he walked away with Oscars for his film Parasite, winning awards for Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best International Feature, and the coveted Best Picture. His Best Picture Oscar made Parasite the first foreign language film to win that Academy Award.
I'm ready to drink tonight, so...
On February 23rd, Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old unarmed black man, was stalked, shot, and killed while jogging. Three residents of Brunswick, Georgia, Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan, followed Arbery through the neighborhood. After a scuffle, Arbery was shot and killed. This story would initially be lost among the ongoing coverage of the pandemic, but would surface a few months later. In late February, the cold wind of justice blew in to chill Harvey Weinstein, one of the most powerful and influential Hollywood producers. Weinstein, who was responsible for such films as Lord of the Rings, Pulp Fiction, and Gangs of New York, was found guilty in Manhattan on two counts of first-degree criminal assault, as well as two counts of rape in the third degree. On February 29th, after nearly 20 years of war, the United States signed a deal with the Taliban, creating a timetable for U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan. Signed in Doha, Qatar, the agreement was seen as a first step toward a larger agreement that would eventually end the Taliban insurgency. Coming back to America, Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old medical worker, was fatally shot in her Louisville, Kentucky apartment during a botched police raid. Three Louisville Metro Police Department plainclothes officers, Jonathan Mattingly, Brett Hankinson, and Miles Cosgrove, breached her apartment in connection with an investigation of drug dealing. Upon the forced entry, Taylor's boyfriend grabbed a gun and fired a shot. The officers responded with a hail of bullets. The innocent Taylor was shot 6 times. The music world took another hit in 2020 when Bill Withers, the singer-songwriter behind hits such as Ain't No Sunshine, Lovely Day, and Lean On Me, passed away on March 30th. Withers, who detested the music industry, turned away from the spotlight in 1985, but his 2009 documentary, Still Bill, became a rare treat for fans of the artist. We go to the Pacific Northwest, where in early May, the Asian giant hornet, better known to us as the murder hornet, arrived in the state of Washington. The hornet, which enjoys feasting on bee carcasses, subdues its prey by gleefully popping the bees' heads off one by one. Even for a hornet, that is not nice. The murder hornet can grow up to 2 inches long, and their venom is powerful, being responsible for almost 50 deaths a year in Japan. No 2020 story was more of a social catalyst than the killing of George Floyd on May 25th. Arresting officer Derek Chauvin faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges when he was seen on video kneeling on Floyd's neck for almost 8 minutes. Outraged by the video, massive protests would break out across the United States on May 30th, where on the very same day, in stark contrast to the civil unrest, Elon Musk's SpaceX became the first U.S. commercial space program to launch humans into space. The Falcon 9 rocket with the Crew Dragon spacecraft and 2 astronauts, Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley, reached orbit in about 12 minutes. Bob and Doug docked at the International Space Station the next day. We'll hear more about these two in a few months. Going into June, on the 18th, the Supreme Court rejected the Trump administration's attempt to end protection from deportation for those covered by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA as it is commonly known. DACA is the program that prevents the deportation of any of the 650,000 undocumented immigrants who were brought to America as children. The 5-4 decision was written by Chief Justice John Roberts. The very next day, on June 19th, Sir Ian Holm, noted British actor, winner of multiple BAFTA awards, the 1967 Tony Award, and an Academy Award nominee, passed away at a hospital in London. With a lengthy and storied career, he is most widely known for his roles as Ash in the original Alien and Bilbo Baggins in both The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit films. Holm was 88. 10 days later, the comedy world lost a titan, Carl Reiner. The writer, director, and performer died of natural causes at 98 years old. Reiner's contribution to comedy cannot be overstated. From his performances in such films as It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Ocean's 11, and The Russians Are Coming, to his writing and directing efforts like The Comic, The Jerk, and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Ah, here's a positive story for 2020. If we can spin child trafficking into a positive story. Ghislaine Maxwell, recruiter, groomer, and abuser for the elite, and who was also the girlfriend of late creep Jeffrey Epstein, was found and arrested on July 2nd. Maxwell had been on the lam, using fake names and hiding in various homes, but the sly Ghislaine was caught by the FBI in Bradford, New Hampshire, where she had been hiding on a 156-acre estate. Maxwell faces multiple criminal charges, including abuse, trafficking, and perjury. In mid-July, noted civil rights leader and House of Representatives Congressman John Lewis passed away after a 6-month battle with cancer. He was 80 years old. John Lewis was renowned for his work during the civil rights movement.
We must say, wake up, America, wake up, for we cannot stop, and we will not and cannot be patient.
In addition to his accomplishments as a congressman, in 2013, Lewis became the first member of Congress to adapt his life story into a graphic novel, receiving a co-writing credit for the March trilogy. The trilogy went on to chart on the New York Times bestsellers list. On August 2nd, the Pentagon officially released 3 short videos of unidentified aerial phenomena taken by U.S. Navy pilots in 2004 and 2015. These videos had previously been leaked onto the internet, most recently in September of 2019, but many had questioned their validity. A spokesman for the Pentagon confirmed that they were indeed real and not part of any logistics or experimental flight program known to exist, saying that the aerial phenomena observed in the videos remain characterized as unidentified. After spending a little over 2 months in space, astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley returned to Earth aboard the SpaceX Dragon Crew capsule, landing in the Gulf of Mexico. Upon the return, they heard from Mission Control,
"Welcome back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX."
With 2020 feeling downright apocalyptic at times, one item that maybe felt like the world was ending was in Northern California during the Loyalton Fire, where on August 15th, a fire tornado, or Fire-nado, broke out. Rising updrafts and wind shear created the storms where flaming gusts blew up to 135 miles per hour. California also recorded a record-setting fire season, where more than 4 million acres were blazed across the Golden State. As if the year couldn't get any weirder, 5 days later, on August 20th, astronomers announced the possibility of an asteroid striking Earth a day before the 2020 presidential election. But thankfully, even with a 1 in 240 chance of hitting the Earth, the asteroid, better known as 2018 VP1, was less than 8 feet in diameter and would be too small to do any significant damage. Another sad loss in 2020 when on August 28th, actor Chadwick Boseman died after a prolonged battle with cancer. Boseman starred in films 42, Marshall, and was propelled into superstardom with his role as T'Challa in Black Panther. Boseman was only 43 years old when he passed.
Wakanda forever!
September started off, well, normal for 2020 at this point, when in the City of Angels, multiple commercial pilots flying into Los Angeles International Airport relayed to flight controllers that they spotted a man in a jetpack flying at an altitude of 3,000 feet near LAX.
Reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
723, we're heard and we are definitely looking.
The flight controllers reply,
only in LA.
Near mid-September, believe it or not, we might have finally unearthed evidence that we are not alone in the universe. When examining the atmosphere of Venus, astronomers have detected what might be signs of alien life. Scientists think they have discovered the chemical phosphine in the planetary atmosphere. Currently, scientists debate the interpretation of the data, and if phosphine exists, how much there is. However, the presence of phosphine is a tantalizing possibility, as it is believed to be a chemical marker of life. The data has renewed interest in missions to Venus, whose surface is a balmy 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Pack your swim trunks. 5 days later, the United States saw the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died due to complications stemming from pancreatic cancer. Nominated by Bill Clinton, Ginsburg was the second woman and the first Jewish woman to serve on the court. She was considered a moderate addition upon her appointment, but was considered more progressive as her tenure advanced. RBG served on the Supreme Court from August 10, 1993, until her death on September 18, 2020. We go to Yokohama, Japan, where on September 21st, a giant Gundam robot was revealed, based on the anime Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. Believe it or not, the 60-foot-high, 24-ton robot can actually move. The one-to-one size anime-accurate robot was built by the Gundam Factory, Yokohama. The attraction features cafes, shops, and educational exhibits directly adjacent to it. Consider it one small step towards eventually having real, fully functioning spacefaring Gundams protecting the planet from hostile forces. At this rate, not a bad idea. I feel like we're gonna need it soon. Most people miss this, but hockey came back, and the NHL played the Stanley Cup Finals in an ice bubble in Edmonton, with the Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Dallas Stars 4-2. Captain and defenseman Victor Hedman was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy, hockey's version of the MVP trophy. Oh, hey, look, it's a positive story in 2020. TikToker 420dogface208 went viral when he was skateboarding to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams while chugging some Cran Raspberry Ocean Spray. Nathan Apodaca, Dogface's real name, gained over 5 million followers, was gifted a new truck, and even had a strain of weed named after him. Now that's making it. The viral fame also put Fleetwood Mac's Rumours back on the Billboard Top 100, almost 42 years after the album's release. Just 32 days before the election, President Trump, who was not a fan of wearing a mask, contracted COVID-19 on October 1st. The president was taken to Walter Reed Hospital, where he stayed for only 3 days, beating the virus with the help of a cocktail of experimental drugs and steroids.
I want to get for you what I got. Regeneron.
Rock music took another hit in early October when famed guitarist Eddie Van Halen died in Santa Monica. Van Halen, the band, is the 19th best-selling band of all time, selling over 56 million albums over their career. Eddie Van Halen, known for his guitar tapping technique used most notably in his song Eruption, was also the lesser-known guitar soloist in Michael Jackson's Beat It. Eddie was 65. We go now to Orlando, Florida, where after nearly 3 months of playing the bubble, the NBA crowned a new champion as LeBron James and Anthony Davis and the Los Angeles Lakers knocked out the Miami Heat 4-2. This was the fourth championship ring for James, as well as his fourth finals MVP trophy. The city of Los Angeles would continue their championship streak, as a little over 2 weeks later, the LA Dodgers would beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 4-2. Third baseman Justin Turner tested positive for COVID and was pulled during the middle of Game 6. After the Dodgers clinched their victory, Turner did what most responsible Americans would do. He partied, mask off with his teammates, hugging and kissing really anyone he could find. And since it is Major League Baseball, no punishment was handed out to Turner. About the worst Halloween treat ever, Sean Connery, the first and perhaps best James Bond, died on October 31st at the age of 90.
Bond. James Bond.
Connery, who had received knighthood in 2000, played Bond in seven 007 movies. On screen, Connery was unforgettable, as was his Russian accent as Soviet sub-captain Ramius in The Hunt for Red October.
Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only, please.
Going into November, we go to the port city of Rotterdam, Holland, where we find that art really does save lives. This is where on November 2nd, a train was stopped by a sculpture of a whale's tail. It happened when the front car of the metro train crashed through the railway. The only thing stopping the train's 30-foot plunge was a sculpture of a whale. Martin Struhe, the sculpture's designer and architect, said the train looked rather poetic, nestled atop the whale's tail. Former Vice President Joe Biden became President-elect Biden when he defeated incumbent Donald Trump in the presidential election of 2020. It was a record-breaking U.S. presidential contest. It was the most expensive election in history, with $6.6 billion spent on the presidential race of the nearly $14 billion spent on all races. The 2020 election saw the greatest number of votes ever cast. Both Trump and Biden received more popular votes than any other presidential candidate in U.S. history, winner or loser, with Biden topping the list with just over 80 million. Biden surpassed the necessary 270 electoral college votes with 306, exceeding Trump's 2016 tally of 304. The win is also a first for America, electing Kamala Harris, who will be the first woman to serve as vice president. Kamala is also the first black and the first Asian to serve in that office, with heritage from her father, born in Jamaica, and mother, born in India. This election also broke a record in the number of ballots cast early by mail, largely due to the ongoing pandemic. Recounts and mail-in vote counting caused delays in tabulating definitive results, something we're not accustomed to in modern elections. Trump continued to fight as the counts continued, challenging the results in at least six battleground states through formal legal proceedings and, more informally, through colorful claims.
We won in those swing states, and there was terrible things that went on, so we're going to have to see who the next administration is.
While the majority of his claims were found to have little legal merit, those that did had no material impact on the results. On November 23rd, the Trump administration began the formal transition process to the Biden team. Alex Trebek, the legendary host of Jeopardy, died after a year-long battle with pancreatic cancer. While Jeopardy had several early runs in the 60s and 70s, the game show hit its stride on September 10, 1984, when Alex Trebek began serving as host of its daily syndicated version.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all of us, welcome to America's favorite answer and question game, Jeopardy.
In his run, Trebek won six Daytime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Game Show Host, a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, and he holds a Guinness World Records record for most game show episodes hosted by the same presenter, with well over 8,000 episodes in the can. More sad news in the world of sports, where the hand of God touched legendary footballer, hand of God goal scorer, Diego Maradona, who died on November 25th in Buenos Aires. The former Argentinian midfielder, who was already recovering from a brain clot and was being treated for alcoholism, had a heart attack in his home. Maradona helped lead Argentina to a World Cup in 1986. Diego was only 60. In late November, at the age of 54, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson came out of retirement for an exhibition fight with the former light heavyweight champ Roy Jones Jr. Iron Mike fought Jones to a draw after eight rounds. 2020 contained a lot of drama, and its closing is no exception. In December, the Earth's sky will be the stage for what some call the Christmas star, when the two largest planets in our solar system, Saturn and Jupiter, will have their closest alignment since the year 1226, nearly 800 years ago. This great conjunction will occur on December 21st and provide a rare and spectacular show until the 24th. And that was 2020. Boy, that felt cathartic.
This is the Real BS Show coming at you for the last time in 2020.
Yeah.
Last time this year.
This last time this year.
This is it. This is the final get-go here. So what do you think? It's been a crazy year, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Hopefully next year won't be so crazy. I don't know. I got a strange feeling it's going to be wild.
I think so.
You know, Fauci says it's going to get worse. The worst is yet to come, he says.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't believe anything he says.
We'll see.
But we got to wish everybody a happy new year, no matter what. And you folks, you all stick around for next year.
That's right.
Don't anybody drop off and die off on us, okay?
Yes, definitely stay safe and...
Yeah, stay safe, you know. Don't be breathing. If you're going to Walmart, quit breathing until you get out.
Yes.
Then you'll be okay. Wash your hands, too. Yeah. Wash your hands, wear a mask.
Blow your nose.
What else?
Wash your ears.
Yeah, yeah. Get a haircut every now and then. What else can you do, you know? I guess stay home, right? Just stay home. Don't go anywhere. Locked down. Well, here's to everybody. Happy New Year. Stay healthy. And we'll see you next year, right?
Yeah.
We'll see you next year. And hopefully you'll stick with us for a whole nother year.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Okay, Seth. You too. See ya.